Welcome into this guided meditation where you will explore and heal a soul contract. This soul contract can be with an individual person, an animal, a spirit that currently isn't in a body, or a type of person or animal that repeatedly comes into your life and causes resistance. You can also explore and heal soul contracts with things like time and money or food. During this meditation, you will journey to the universal consciousness field of Supreme Being energy, where you will be able to access the soul contract in a supportive and nourishing environment. Let's begin by closing our eyes and moving our awareness from the outside world to our inner world. Start to tune out the things that are happening around you and tune in to the feelings in your body. Let's begin with three slow and deep belly breaths. Breathe more of your awareness into your body with each inhale, and relax your body with each exhale. Inhale into your belly, back, and sides. Exhale completely, drop your shoulders, and relax. Inhale into your belly, back, and sides. Exhale completely, drop your shoulders, and relax. Inhale one more time. And exhale completely. Return to your natural breath. Move your awareness now to the center part of your brain and feel yourself sinking back into this space, like you're falling into the most relaxing chair imaginable. Here in your center, feel yourself moving towards a state of stillness. Take a moment to just exist and feel yourself drop into your body and your energy. From your center, connect to your energy that flows throughout your body and your aura. If you've left any of your energy outside of your body and aura, call it home to your heart chakra now. Start to move and magnify your energy up and down your central meridian, starting above your ninth chakra and moving down through your tenth chakra and into the earth. Let the earth nourish your energy for a few breaths before you bring it back up your central meridian where it fountains out into your aura. Now, let's strengthen our grounding. Feel your tailbone get really heavy and unclench all of the muscles around your tailbone and your belly. Feel your feet and your legs get heavy and experience yourself dropping or strengthening grounding cords from your tailbone, your feet, and your center. For this meditation, let's imagine a waterfall as the grounding cord that connects your aura into the center of the earth. You can use this waterfall to release outdated components of the soul contract that you may be storing in your body or aura. With your full presence, connect into the magnetic grid of the earth, the crystalline grid of the earth, and the Gaia grid of the earth. Pour your compassion, gratitude, and unconditional love into these grids of the earth. Open yourself up and ask the earth to provide you with any information, energy, or vibrations that will support you on this journey. Take a moment now to connect to your spirit helpers. Greet them with love and smiles and gratitude, and ask them to support you on this journey. Finally, connect to the source energy and earth energy within you, and blaze the bonfires of these energies as you acknowledge that there really is no separation between you, Source, and the Earth. Now that you're embodied and grounded, let's begin our journey to the universal consciousness field of Supreme Being Energy to explore and heal a soul contract. From your center, imagine that you are sitting in your home, surrounded by your spirit helpers. Imagine that you stand up and all of you start to walk toward your front door. When you get to the front door, put your hand on the doorknob, but don't open the door just yet. Connect to your spirit guides. And as a team, set an intention that when you open the door, a path will be revealed that will take you to the Supreme Being Unified Field. Also, set the intention that the path itself and your spirit helpers will guide and support you every step of the way, and deflect away any energies that don't serve your highest good. Shift your awareness now to your 8th chakra, located 6 to 12 inches above your head. Bring your awareness deeply into your 8th chakra and connect in, as this chakra will help us to open the door to see the path. With your awareness on your 8th chakra, go ahead and open the door. Before you, you see a beautiful path through the woods. Look down at your feet and see that you are barefoot. Step out onto the path and feel the earth beneath your feet. Close the door behind you and begin to walk down the path with your spirit helpers, taking in all of the sights, sounds, smells, and feelings of nature. With every step that you take, you deepen your grounding and strengthen your connection to the earth. With every step, you experience how you are not separate from the earth, and that the earth is also here to support you on your journey. As you and your spirit helpers are walking the path, you notice an opening up ahead. When you get to the end of the path, you step into a clearing. As you and your spirit helpers walk to the center of the clearing, you look around and see that the clearing is surrounded by infinite rings of redwood trees. They grow high into the sky, where their canopy keeps the clearing cool and comfortable. You can also sense their roots beneath you as they gather into one giant root ball that grounds the clearing deeply into the center of the earth. Take a deep breath in and just enjoy this experience of being in the clearing. When you're ready, deepen your connection to your spirit helpers, the earth, and the universe, and together, set an intention that a second path be revealed that will take you deeper into the Supreme Being energy field, to a place where you can explore and heal a specific soul contract. Look up and see the new path through the redwood trees. As you and your spirit helpers walk towards the path, you notice that the path contains a pearlescent gold fog. As you start to walk deeper onto the path, you notice that this supreme being fog gets thicker and thicker. With each step, you deepen your connection to the supreme being energy. As you feel the frequency of the supreme being fog vibrate on your skin and flow through your body. As you walk deeper into the fog, you begin to sense the wisdom, information, and awareness that is held in this universal consciousness field. Take a few more steps and find yourself standing at a door. Open the door and walk in to a beautiful room that is held, surrounded, and supported by supreme being energy. Notice that a light supreme being mist fills the room. Take a few steps into the room and greet the wisdom and consciousness of supreme being energy. As you walk deeper into the room, look around and observe what appears to you without analyzing or interpreting. Turn your attention now to the center of the room and see that there is a large table there with comfortable couches on all four sides. Also notice that there are drains located in the floor all around the table and the couches. If you release outdated components of the soul contract, you can wash them away down the drains where they will return to the earth. Walk over and sit on one of those couches and feel yourself really relax into this space. Ask your universal Akashic record keeper to sit on the couch to your left. And ask your personal Akashic record keeper to sit on the couch on your right. The rest of your spirit helpers join you on and around the couch. Take a deep breath in, and on your exhale, feel yourself settle one more time into this space. Now, turn to your personal Akashic record keeper and request that they retrieve the soul contract you wish to explore. Observe how your record keeper disappears into the mist and returns with the contract that they lay on the table before you. Start to observe the information that you see about your contract. Is it a certain shape? Are there parts of it that look stagnant or empty? View and explore this soul contract, receiving all the information that is presented to you in this moment. When you're ready, begin to ask questions that you have about this soul contract. You can ask things like, what are the main components of this contract? And what role do I play in this contract? You can also ask your own specific questions that you would like to know about this contract. Be open to receiving the information in all kinds of formats. The wisdom may come through as a knowing or a tone, or an object, or a thought, or an emotion. Trust that whatever comes to you is the Supreme Being energy, the contract, and your spirit helpers communicating to you what you would like to know about the soul contract. It's okay if your mind doesn't understand the information as it is presented to you. Just keep following your observations and see where they lead you. If you would like to make changes to the contract, think now about the things that you would like to remove, modify, or add into the contract. You can also observe the contract and make changes to things that you see. Perhaps there is a part of the contract that looks damaged. You can remove or repair this part of the contract. You can smooth out the contract. Or you can clean the contract if it looks a little dusty. You can also decide if it's time to void the entire contract, either forever or as a way to create a starting place where you can recreate the contract from scratch. Bring your awareness deeply inside yourself and feel into these decisions about the soul contract and see what feels right to you in this moment. If it feels right to you, let's prepare the room to invite in the other spirit so that you may make changes to the soul contract together in partnership. You do not have to invite the other spirit in, especially if you feel that that spirit means to do you harm or will be energetically aggressive as you make changes to the contract. If you would like to invite the other spirit in, and it can be the spirit of money or the spirit of food, there are no traditional rules when it comes to working with our energy. But if you would like to invite them in, go ahead now and connect to your spirit helpers and the consciousness of Supreme Being energy. Together, set the intention that when the other spirit enters, all changes will be for everyone's highest good, and that your energies will stay sovereign while in this room. Your energies will not merge, and you will have a peaceful collaboration as you change the soul contract together. Also set the intention that if the collaboration turns into something that is not peaceful, the Supreme Being energy and your spirit helpers will show the other spirit out of the room. When you're ready, invite the other spirit into the room. Observe the other spirit if it enters, and greet that spirit from your heart. Invite the spirit to sit on the couch across from you as you start to change the soul contract. Put your hands on the soul contract and start to infuse the contract with your energy. As you do that, go ahead and communicate and write in the changes that you would like to make to the contract. If you're voiding the contract, you can go ahead and let it dissolve or set it aflame with a very healing fire. As you make the changes with your energy, stay in communication with the other spirit and listen if they have feedback. Invite the other spirit now to infuse the contract with their energy and communicate the changes that they would like to see. All changes support the highest good of all involved. Listen with all of your senses to witness the changes made by the other spirit. When all of the changes have been made, you and the other spirit can remove your energy from the contract. Connect to the consciousness of Supreme Being Energy and request a symbol of closure that will lock in all of the beautiful changes that were made to this soul contract. As the Supreme Being Energy presents each of you with a symbol, you can take yours and hold it and feel the vibration of completion. Greet the other spirit with your heart and send gratitude for their presence today and their contributions to updating the soul contract. You can invite that spirit now to leave the room and return to wherever it was headed. Take that symbol of completion and bring it into your heart chakra and feel that vibration reverberate into your body and your aura. As you prepare to leave, turn your awareness back to the consciousness of Supreme Being Energy and express your gratitude for its support and information. start to make your way towards the door. As you open the door, your spirit helpers walk out onto the path. Close the door and begin to walk with them back to the clearing. When you get to the clearing, stand in the middle and reconnect to your grounding and the earth. Reaffirm your grounding cords and bring your awareness into your body and identify if there is any stagnant or stuck energy related to the outdated components of the contract that are being stored in your physical body or your aura. Release those outdated components and all of the energy related to them into your waterfall to return it to the earth. When you're ready, ask your spirit helpers to join you on the path back to the front door of your home. When you arrive, put your hand on the doorknob, but don't open it just yet. With your hand on the doorknob, connect to your spirit guides and together set an intention that you will fully embody all of the healing and wisdom and information that was gained on your journey. Open the door and step into your home, closing the door behind you. Walk back to a place where you can comfortably sit and start to feel into your body. With the help of your spirit helpers, move your energy up and down your central meridian. And with each pass, feel yourself bringing the information, wisdom, and healing that you gained on your journey deep into your body, all the way down into your tailbone and into the earth. Put the energy of closure and healing into your grounding to fully bring it into your physical world. When you're ready, start to bring your awareness back to the room around you, bringing movement to your body and blinking open your eyes. One more time, strengthen your grounding and bring all of that information into your life with your eyes wide open. Take one more deep breath in and a big exhale out. As you prepare to return to your physical life, consider journaling about your experience. Keeping a record of these journeys is a great way to understand and connect to your energy. And as you fully move back into your life, keep your awareness open and notice what unfolds. I wonder what will happen. Celebrate yourself for the incredible work that you just did. You are perfect just as you are, and you are exactly where you need to be.